Touchdown Tampa Bay, you're listening to the PewterCast.
Welcome to the PewterCast. I am Brent Allen, your host, joined as always by my good friend, Ren Daxt. We're looking at the playoffs tonight, buddy.
No nickname, no ascot.
I was thinking about it, but we took care of that one on the last episode. Learned new things about Ren Daxt that not even I knew, to be quite frank with you.
Yeah, but you always like have some type of some pithy name for me.
Well, you know what it is. Usually what it is because you and I like we have like a little conversation before the show.
It's true,
and we didn't really like tonight. Is mostly like we plopped down. We said, "Okay, you ready to go? Great, go!" And here we are. Right. So that I think that's what it is.
Okay. Yes, playoffs.
Playoffs. We are here talking about the playoffs. And it has been the case with some of these shows. A bye week, by the way. So our schedule's off a little bit. There's no buck in the news really this week because there's not been in it. This is kind of one of those shows, Ren, where you texted me the idea for this and I went,
no.
But why?
Yeah.
But why?
Which I didn't understand.
Yeah.
Every time I text you the show idea and you do a but why, I'm like, oh God, just
go with me because it's going to turn out to be a good show. And Brent's going to come back on the other side and be like, you know, that was actually a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
It's true.
And so I'm just putting it out there. This is one of those shows. We'll get to the end and I'll be like, huh, that actually worked out a lot better than I thought it was going to.
Promises on this one, though.
No,
this is going to be a lot of numbers and kind of like a lot of remembering. If you're listening to this on the pod audio, it would be much better to go over to YouTube and watch it because I'm going to have a lot of banners with breakdowns and final opponents. And basically what we're doing, since it's the bye week, you know, there hasn't really been anybody out there that I've seen that has, you know, sort of broke down the playoff contenders' remaining schedules. And, you know, Bucks are 90% chance to get in. Okay, but what does that mean?
Right.
Like, who can they lose to? Can they lose? And, you know, they got the Vikings, the Falcons twice, and the Lions. Now, the Vikings are in it. Can they lose the Vikings and still, you know, get the fifth seed? Can they lose the Vikings and still stay in? If they lose the Vikings went out, do the Vikings knock them out because they're head-to-head? Like, you know, plus the whole NFC West is going to make the playoffs besides 49ers. I think so. Their schedule is so easy.
Right.
They get to play the NFC East this year, and they got them all at the end of the year. They play each other in the NFC East, and that's it. So, like, they're all going to have, you know, plus 500 records going into the last five games for them. Everyone else got five games. We got four.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, this was one of those, like, when you said that, I was like, why would we talk about that? Because we've all been saying we're going to go to the playoffs. We're just going to go to the playoffs. And you're like, but are we really?
Yeah.
Do you know for sure?
I'm like, losing?
Yeah, I do. But, you know, okay, fine. I'll play along. And, you know, the more I've thought about it and, you know, because I even texted you, I was like, hey, I'm sort of out of pocket. So if you just want to go live and do it, I'll put up the audio feed later. And you didn't. And I'm kind of glad because the more I've thought about it over the last day or two, the more I've been like, okay, I'm interested.
Yeah.
I want to see where Ren goes with this. And
do it.
Yeah. Right. And this is definitely the week to do it. So Ren, honestly, I'm just going to sort of step back a little bit and just let you take this. You've done all the research. You've got all the numbers. I'll interject where I can, or, you know, if you need a pithy comment here involved, or there.
I would have gone by myself.
Yeah.
But I really needed someone else, you know, to bounce these off of.
Sure.
So we're making projections as far as what other teams are winning as it's scrolling down the bottom now. I have all the teams besides the Buccaneers, what their record is now and what I have projected that their final season record would be. And it's not, you know, I don't think it's anything outrageous, but it might be. So, you know, I want to check that out. So
now, I mean, to be fair, it's not all the teams. It's like five teams, but these would be like the teams that are legitimately in the playoff hunt right now.
These are all the
wild card teams, I guess.
Yeah, it's I don't have the Saints, I don't have the Packers, I don't have anybody from the NFC East because no one cares about the NFC East. You know,
sure.
The Giants are winning the division at 4-7,
right?
And the you know the Washington football team's 4-7, the Eagles are 3-7-1, and the Cowboys are 3-8. Like it, like they're all in it,
yeah.
But only one's getting in. Like right. We all know that
none of them are vying for that wild card spot,
right?
Yeah.
So the NFC West title's still sort of up for grabs. We got the Seahawks, the Rams, and the Cardinals all within a game of each other, two games from top to bottom. Seahawks 8-3, Rams 7-4, Cardinals 6-5. But all those people are in the playoffs. So right. In the hunt is the Vikings at 5-6, the Bears at 5-6, and then the 49ers at 5-6. And I looked at their schedule and I'm just like, no, they got to play the Seahawks. They got to play the Bills and they got to play. I think the Cardinals, and then they got two games that you would think they're gimmies, but I mean, the 49ers only won four games or oh, I'm sorry. It's not true. Five games. So, you know, they're not exactly gimmies. They're only one better than the Giants and the Washington football team. So I didn't put the 49ers in there.
All right.
But, you know, we have a game coming up next week, next Sunday, not this Sunday, next Sunday against the Vikings, who's in there. So I kind of want to look at, you know, what's going on with the Vikings and the Bill, or excuse me, and the Bears. And like, is anybody going to catch us or are, you know, just not the seeding set as far as the teams are in the playoffs now? Like, do the Vikings and the Bears really have a shot to come up and take one of these last playoff spots?
Right.
Of course they do, because we could just lose every game, or the Cardinals could lose every game, the Rams could lose every game, and they win, you know, 3 out of 2 or go 3-2 and they could squeeze in there. But we're going to start at the bottom. All right. I'm starting with the Bears. Here's the Bears. Remaining opponents are the Lions, the Texans, the Vikings, the Jags, and the Packers. The Bears right now are 5-6.
Right.
Okay. I have them going 3-2 with the Lions, Texans, Vikings, Jags, and Packers. Do you agree or disagree?
When
Lions, yeah. Lions win.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Jags Lions win. Packers loss.
Right. And then Vikings and Texans can split one way or the other. So yeah, 3-2. Sure.
Yeah.
I'll go with that. 3-2, 2-3, something like that. One way or the other.
It'll also swing one way. The Buccaneers is obviously the Vikings play the Bears. So whoever loses that game is probably out.
Right.
So we'll go over to the Vikings. The Vikings right now are also 5-6. They play the Jags, win, us, loss.
Sure.
Possible win. Bears, win or loss. Saints, loss. Lions, win.
Win.
So I got them at 3-2 also. And that's with beating the Jags, the Bears, and the Lions.
Okay.
But we just thought that the Bears could beat the Vikings. They both can go 3-2 and end up. And here's the point is the real point is that if they go 3-2, they end up 8-8.
Right.
So the Vikings got the Jags, Bucks, Bears, Saints, and Lions. Now they're going to lose to the Saints. They're probably going to lose to us. They might lose to the Bears. They're probably going to beat the Lions and the Jags.
Right.
So even if they go 3-2, that's 8-8. You're out. Like the best they can go is 10-6, but they're, you know, they're going to go 9-7. They're both going to go 8-8.
Like to me, the Jags and Bears are going to be they're in the same boat, right? They're in the same team. Whether it's 3-2, 2-3 for either team, I could see it going one way. And I probably that swing game is whoever wins the game between the two of them.
Right.
Right.
But so, if you look at it with the Vikings and the Lions, or excuse me, the Vikings and Bears, to realistically make the playoffs, they have to go 9-7. So they have to go 4-1.
Yeah. So effectively what we're saying is out of the hunt, we're kind of just striking the Vikings and the Bears.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they're going to have to go 4-1. The Vikings play the Jags and the Lions, doable, but they got to, but they have to win 2 out of 3 between us, the Bears and the Saints. And then the Bears will give them the Lions, we'll give them the Jags. Then they have to win 2 out of 3 against the Packers, the Texans, and the Vikings.
Yeah.
And that's just to go, 9-7.
Right.
Yeah. So we're getting them out.
Right.
So let's go to what we think.
And by the way, just for the record, for just to try to help the audio listening audience out there, the Vikings and the Bears are, and I'm looking at it right now, are currently the number 8 and number 9 quote unquote seed. They are on the bubble on the outside looking in. And effectively, you scratch those two teams out. What we're kind of saying here is the teams that are already listed as playoff teams for the NFC, it's going to stay these teams. It's just a matter of what the seeding is.
Probably. Yes. If we take out the Niners, who well, played the
Niners
Bills,
are at the 10 seed right now.
Yes. But they have the same record as the Vikings and the Bears.
That is true.
They play the Bills and they play the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Then they also have to play the Cardinals. They got the Washington football team and the Cowboys, who both will be playing for division title. And they only got five wins.
Yeah. So taking like, all
five
three of
win team
out.
Isn't going to rattle off. They're not going to go, 4-1.
Right.
Again, especially when two of those games are against the Seahawks and the Bills. So the Niners are out. So really, like Brent just said, the top teams, which are
the teams that are there right now. It's the Saints, the Packers, the Seahawks, and the Giants, each winning their division. And then it's the Rams, it's us, and then it's the Cardinals.
Right.
There's the three wild cards, the expanded playoffs this year, the three spots.
Right. Yeah. So if we go with the theory that the Vikings and the Bears and the 49ers have to get really hot and they got to beat teams that are also fighting for playoff spots, division leaders, teams in their division, they're going to have to go 4-1, just to go 9-7. And I don't think 9-7 is going to make it in the playoffs, because when you look at the NFC West, guess who they get to play the last part of the year?
All of the East.
All of the NFC East.
Yeah.
But before we go there, let's sort of start what everyone's kind of waiting for is how can the Bucks get the fifth seed?
Okay. Which currently now is occupied by the Rams.
Currently by the Rams. We're the sixth. Cardinals are the seventh. Mm-hmm. Now, why is the fifth seed so important?
Fifth seed's going to play the winner of the NFC East.
Yes.
Which you should never take a game for granted. But look, if you're going to face somebody in the playoffs, the NFC East as a whole is very, very weak this year. Do you play that? You kind of mark that as a not an easy win, but it's still going to go in your column as a win.
It will be the easiest win of all the playoff game, NFC and NFC.
Sure. Right. Because like the rest of it is the Saints, the Packers.
Might not have seven wins.
Right. Right. Which happened with the NFC South a bunch of years ago, if I remember.
Yeah. I think it was a 7-8-1 Panthers win.
Right. Right. Didn't even have a winning record. Yeah. And that's the playoff picture. So really, that's why it's important, right? So we can face that East team, and it's not a bye, but it's kind of is.
Yeah. It's the easiest game in the playoffs.
Sure.
Okay. So how do we do that? First thing we have to do, the Bucks have to sweep, right? We play the Vikings, the Falcons twice, and the Lions. Mm-hmm. Completely doable. What's your scariest game? You mean
that like that's like the easiest way to do it? Because that's not the only way to do it. Or are you saying that's the only way to do it?
It is not the only way to do it. It's the easiest way to do it.
Yeah. What's my scariest game out of all of those?
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably the Vikings game, but honestly, I would almost think it's the Atlanta games.
The away Falcons
game. Yeah. Yeah. Especially the second one. One of the two Atlanta games is what I would say is I think the Bucks are going at least 3-1 in the next 4 weeks. That's my prediction.
Picking them to lose to either the Vikings
or the Falcons. Not both. It could go either way. I could see it going either way with both of those games. But that's the way I'm picking it to go.
Yeah, I agree with you. But for the Bucks to get that fifth seed, they have to sweep, which is not out of the question. They're going to be favored in all those games.
Sure.
The game that scares me the most is the first Falcons game, which is the road game, because the Bucks don't historically play well in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. They did in the Georgia Dome. And they haven't so far in the Mercedes-Benz Dome, I guess we'll call it. So that's where, would be my scariest game. But to guarantee them getting the fifth spot, the Bucks sweep, go 4-0. Not crazy. Mm-hmm. They're not having to play the Chiefs and the Saints and the Packers. And so
can I back up just 1 second for this, just for the record? Okay. If the Bucks sweep, that's going to send them off at 11-5.
Correct.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, all the Saints have to do is to win two. They go 11-5. They own the tiebreaker. So they win the division.
The division is out of reach.
Not mathematically, but effectively. And that's what I want to just say, because looking at the Saints' remaining schedule, they're playing the Eagles. They're playing the Vikings. They're playing the Panthers and they're playing the Falcons. I would almost anticipate the Saints to go 4-1 in the last 5 weeks of the season.
At worst.
That's what I would anticipate. Right.
Yeah.
But if they fall on their face and skid out, it's possible. It's not likely at all. But I basically just bring that up just to say what you said. The division is out of reach for the Buccaneers.
At this point, I'd rather be the fifth seed
rather than get the bomb.
Because if you go 11-5, you'll probably be behind the Seahawks and the Packers. So you'd be the third seed. So you would play the sixth seed,
right?
Which would be the Rams or the Cardinals,
right?
So, yeah. So this is, of course, like Brent said, agreeing theoretically that the Buccaneers lose the division. 11-5 and don't win the division. Now, this goes back to the NFC West because the biggest problem is the NFC West. And the biggest problem in there right now is the Rams, because the Rams are 7-4 right now. And their opponents are the Cards twice, which is good for us. Mm-hmm. The Patriots probably win that game. The Jets, they win that game. The Seahawks probably lose that game. And the Cards, that's another 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
So going back, where's that? There you go. So the Rams have to lose to the Seahawks, which will give them 5 losses.
Okay.
And if they split with the Cards, which they basically have to lose 1 or 2 of the game to the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying that instead of saying, oh, you have to lose to the Jets or lose to the Pats.
Okay.
So the best way for the Buccaneers is the Seahawks beat the Rams, totally doable, and they have to split with the Cards. That'll give them 6 losses. We have 5. So we don't have to worry about the head-to-head.
Okay.
Okay. Then the last thing for us, now we have to look at the Cardinals. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the Cardinals are 6-5.
By the way, like, just for people out there trying to keep track, the Rams play the Cardinals this weekend while the Buccaneers are on a bye. If the Rams lose, that puts,
gives them 5 losses.
That puts the Rams, the Buccaneers, and the Cardinals all at 7-5.
Right.
Going into week 13.
Right. 7-5. And then the Rams have the Cardinals coming up again, last game of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the Seahawks, I think, the week before.
Right.
Yeah. So the Rams' last 2 games are both division games. And they've already played the 49ers twice.
Mm-hmm.
So now we got to start thinking about the Cardinals, because the Cardinals are 6-5.
Right.
And if they go 11-5, they own the conference tiebreaker. They'll win it by 1.
Sure.
That's why they have to split with the Rams or lose another game. And up on the screen, the Cards' remaining games are the Rams. We'll say we win 1 to get the Rams where we need them to be.
Mm-hmm.
They beat the Giants, beat the Eagles. Are they going to beat the 49ers? Probably.
Maybe.
And if the 49ers win that game, that's really good for us.
Sure.
Because we just need the Cardinals to win 1 of the 2 Rams games, which are on the schedule.
Right.
Which are bookend. So you got to win against the Rams, a win against the Eagles, a win against the Giants. 49ers. If 49ers win, then we get the 5th seed. Okay.
Right.
Let's say they beat the Rams, beat the Giants, beat the Eagles, beat the 49ers. And the last week we're going in, we need the Rams to beat the Cardinals. Because if the Cardinals sweep the Rams and beat the Giants, beat the Eagles, beat the 49ers, which is all kind of doable, they'll go 11-5 and that'll give them 1 more conference win than us.
Mm.
But if they lose to any of these teams, it doesn't matter. That'll drop their conference win to the same one that we have, which would be 8, and we'll be tied for 8. And then that would move us to the common opponents, and we win the common opponents.
Okay.
So terribly interesting.
I'm just trying to keep track of it. I'm here live and I'm trying to keep track of all the ins and outs with, you know.
Okay. So we'll start from the beginning. Okay. Yeah. To get the 5th seeds, which we want, because we want to play the NFC East, right?
Right.
The Rams basically have to lose 2 games.
Okay.
Okay. Because the head-to-head with us, first we have to sweep.
Yeah.
We have to win out. The Rams have to lose 2 games. Here's the Rams schedule. Cards, Pats, Jets, Seahawks, Cards. Seahawks, we can put that down for 1. Okay.
Okay.
The next best option is for 1 of the 2 Cardinals games they play. Okay. So basically, the Rams have to lose 2 games, 1 to the Cardinals, 1 to the Seahawks. That takes care of the Rams. Then the next person up would be the Cardinals, who've got 1 win against the Rams, probably beat the Giants, probably beat the Eagles, probably beat the 49ers, but they have to lose that other game to the Rams. They have to beat the Rams once and then lose 1 of the other 4.
Right.
But the best chance is the rematch against the Rams.
Sure.
Because if they don't, they will go 9-3 in the NFC and will be 8-4.
Okay.
So, and again, and if they lose, you know, 1 game, the remaining 5, the Cardinals, that'll push us in a tie in conference games, which will move to the next tiebreaker, which is the 3rd one, which is common opponents, which we win.
Fair enough.
So again, Bucks have to win out. Rams lose to the Seahawks and split with the Cards.
All right. What if the Bucks don't win out?
It's very hard for them to get the 5th seed. The playoffs is still almost automatic.
Right.
Even if the Vikings beat the Buccaneers with their schedule coming up,
Yeah.
Which is on the screen now. So they beat the Jags, beat us, beat the Bears, lose the Saints, beat the Lions. They go 4-1, we'll say.
Right.
That puts them 9-7. And if that one loss of the 3-1 that we're talking about with the Buccaneers is to the Vikings, we're still a game up at 10-6. So the Vikings, and basically the Vikings and the Bears have to win out and they play each other.
Right.
So one of them is going to lose a game. So even if we lose to the Vikings, I don't think they have enough to get to 10 wins because they have to win all five games.
Sure.
So really, realistically, the Vikings and Bears are out.
Right.
So if they're out, then again, we go back to the seven teams that are up there are the seven teams that are in. And all we really want is the fifth place, right?
And the only way it's not the only way, but the most realistic way to do that is it requires the Bucs to sweep. Because if they don't, like the Bucs got to win out, right? So the Bucs are in charge.
Like, not necessarily. But yeah. Then like if the Bucs don't win out, then we need the Rams. Then we need the Cardinals to sweep the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
And then have the Rams lose to the Seahawks. And then we have to have the Cardinals lose 2 of 3 to the Giants, Eagles, and 49ers, which is, you know, they're 6-5.
Right.
They lost to the Lions already this year. It was early though. But the easiest and the best way to the playoffs. So what you're cheering for, Buccaneers fans, is for the Bills to beat the 49ers this weekend that takes the 49ers out. And you want the Cards over the Rams to get that one win. So if the Cardinals beat the Rams this weekend, all you really got to hope for is for Seattle to beat the Rams in a couple of weeks and for the Cards to lose one of its next remaining four games. And we get the fifth seed if we win out.
All right.
All right.
There you go.
Super duper. Bucks any good. Questions? That's a comment.
Here's the thing, though. Do you really expect the Bucks to sweep, though? Like that? Like that's a big if.
I do.
If the Bucks sweep, you expect them to go 4-0 in the last part of the season here.
I do. I really do.
Okay.
And if they don't, they don't deserve to make the playoffs. They still will.
They will. Right.
But I would have no if because these. Yeah, because it's really on the table for them. Like the Rams are up and down. We're up and down. The Cardinals are up and down. The Seahawks, you know, they're 8-3, but mm-hmm. some of their, you know, if Russell Wilson doesn't throw picks, which normally he doesn't, then they win. You know, that's right. Kind of what they do. It doesn't matter how bad the offensive line is. It doesn't really matter who's at running back. Russell Wilson throws a DK Metcalf and we double DK Metcalf. He throws it to, oh, who's the other guy? Anyway, he throws it to the other guy. Then he'll dump it off to Greg Olsen every once in a while and Greg Olsen's done. And doop, down the field they go. And at the end of the game, you know, it's close and Russell, you know, and one team has the ball to win the game and it's 24-21, the Seahawks win. That's just what they do.
Right.
An 8-3 right now and they got the Giants and the Jets and the Washington football team. Okay. So that puts them 9-10-11. Now they're already at 11-3 mm-hmm. going against the Rams and the 49ers. They're not going to beat the 49ers. Now we're at 12-3. They lose the Rams, make it 12-4. We need them to beat the Rams. Seahawks are in. Seahawks are division winners, in my opinion.
Right.
The Rams are too up and down to get hot to be able to beat the Cards twice and the Seahawks. And I don't think the Cardinals' defense is good and their offensive line is good enough to be able to win 5 in a row.
Uh-huh.
So we need the Cardinals to lose one game and or more, but they have to win one game against the Rams. We need the Rams to lose two games. One has to be to the Seahawks. Well, it doesn't, but most likely. And they have to lose one of the two head-to-head with the Cardinals, which is totally doable. And then we just have to beat the Vikings, the Falcons twice, and who we got? The Lions.
Mm-hmm.
We get the fifth seed. We play hopefully not the Giants, rather play the Eagles or the Washington football team, either one, or Dallas. I really don't want to play the Giants again. Giants game scared me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would it scare you again? Giants.
But yeah. I mean, I would rather play, end up playing the Giants than having to play the Packers or the Seahawks on the road. I'd rather play the Giants on the road.
Yeah.
Or Washington on the road.
Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Bucks sweep, like all of this happens, Bucks get the fifth seed. How, mm-hmm. like, give me a percentage point. Like, how much do you think that's actually going to happen?
For the Bucks hitting the fifth seed?
Yeah. Greater than 50%, you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
75?
I mean, I don't know what the statistics are. Like, sure. That's what I'm trying. I'm like, I know there's a way to do the math. And, you know, like, statistically, yeah. They have this.
I'm saying
22.5%.
Yeah.
I think it's going to happen.
Okay. All right. So you're more really on the positive side. You're bullish on it.
I'm bullish on it. Like, I'm like 80%.
Okay. So, because now I want to do this. Now I want to play. I want to play this out the rest of the way.
Sure.
Okay. I'm gonna look at the playoff schedule as it is right now. But I'm gonna flip the Bucks and the Rams. Bucks are gonna get that fifth seed, and the Rams are gonna get the sixth seed. Okay.
Okay. Hang on. All right.
To play it out. And I think I've got this right. The Saints are going to get a bye that first week.
Wait.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
The Saints are going to lose the Chiefs. Okay. So the Saints are going to lose the Chiefs. So the Saints are going to be 9-13-3.
Uh-huh.
The Seahawks are going to be 13-3. So you'd have to see. And I think the Packers are going to be 13-3. Packers got the Eagles, the Lions, the Panthers, the Texans, and the Bears. Or the Titans and the Bears. So the Titans is going to be the biggest game. So we'll say, yeah, I mean, they all could be 13-3. So I know where you're going with this, and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm kind of ruining it, but you know, I know I'd like to take it to the next step too and be like, okay, so you know, the Bucks.
So let's play out the bracket, right? And see what it looks like. You know, cause we'd slot the Bucks in as winning that first round against the Giants as it stands right now. And I think, and
I like the way it stands right now, actually.
And if you look at it like that, because you're right, they're going to be so close, like one falls this way, one falls that way, and it's going to change the whole thing. So, but the way it is right now, the Packers are going to play the Cards, the Seahawks are going to play the Rams, and we're going to play the Giants. If we get that fifth seed, as you predict that we will. If you had to pick between Seahawks and the Rams in the playoffs first round, who do you think? Is that a Seahawks? Okay. So that puts us against the Seahawks in round two of the playoffs. Okay. Are the Buccaneers going to beat the Seahawks? Are the Buccaneers good enough to beat the Seahawks?
Oh yeah.
You think so?
Oh yeah.
And let me ask you this. Cause here's, are the Buccaneers going to be clicking enough? Cause we're now 6 weeks out.
There's the question.
Now, cause now we're 6 weeks out from right now, which is still a long time, especially in NFL terms. Like I know we're at week 12 now, but that's still 6 weeks out. That's still a long time for this team to get used to each other and to really begin firing on all cylinders. Cause what we know about this team right now is they are not firing on all cylinders and they are still 7-5 and they're still probably going to be in the playoffs and they're still going to end at least 10-6, if not 11-5, they can't do better than that. Right. So
they can make it at 9-7 as long as they don't lose the Vikings. They can beat the Vikings
and go
1-2. Uh-huh. In the next three games, but they'll have the head-to-head with the Vikings.
Right. And that would drop us down to probably the seventh seed at that point.
Definitely be the seventh.
Yeah.
If we lose one game, we will probably be the seventh seed.
Okay.
Because the head-to-head with the Rams.
Right.
Even if they finish, because they got to lose two. Uh-huh. And they got two gimmies, which is the Pats. Well, not gimmies, but the Jets for sure.
Yeah.
And the Pats. You know, and we got them losing to the Seahawks and splitting with the Cards. So that puts them at 10-6. That puts us at 10-6. They beat us head to head. And then we have the Cards. If they lose one game, the next five, they're 10-6. But if they do that, they have a better conference record than we do. So they get the tiebreaker.
Mm.
So the Bucks can go 2-2 and make the playoffs as long as they don't lose the Vikings.
Right.
They can go 2-2 and make the playoffs and lose the Vikings as long as the Vikings, let me look back at their schedule here.
There's so many moving parts to this.
Right? So the Vikings are 5-6.
Yeah.
Okay. They're not going to go on a 5-game win streak. They're not going 10-6. They're going to go 9-7. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to win 4 out of these 5. Let's say they lose to the Saints. They beat the Jags. They beat us. They beat the Bears. They beat the Lions. Okay. Sorry. They would have to lose to either the Jags, Bears, or Lions. If we lose the Vikings and go 2-2, then the Vikings, besides losing to the Saints, would also have to lose one of the other three remaining games, which is Jags, Bears, Lions.
Wow.
Which is doable. I mean, they just lost to Dallas.
Sure.
But because since we lost to them head to head, if we put it this way, if we beat the Vikings, we're in.
Okay.
We win next week, we're in.
One way or the other. Yeah.
One way or the other. We can beat the Vikings and go 1-2. We beat the Vikings and beat Detroit, we're in.
There you go.
That's it.
We're in. So playing it out, you know, the Bucks would face the Seahawks, get up there. I mean, at some point, the Bucks are going to have to face the Seahawks, the Packers, and or the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
Right. At some point, it's going to be those three teams the Bucks are going to have to get through. We've already put a hurting on the Packers. They're searching for some revenge against the Saints. And you just told me the Seahawks are beatable by this Buccaneers team.
Yeah, but it's not necessarily because, you know, if the way it sits, Saints get the bye, right?
Yep.
And we play the NFC East team and we win. But you're saying that the Seahawks are going to beat the Rams and or Cardinals, and that's a division game. That can go any way. Now, do I think the Seahawks will win it? Yeah, but I don't. But I can't also say the Packers are going to beat the Rams and or Cardinals too.
It's true. Well, right, right.
You know,
right. I mean, yeah. This at this point is just playing favorites on the
going chart.
Yeah. It's just doing that. Which honestly, once you get to the playoffs, you really can't do that. But at some point, the Buccaneers are going to be the one that's not the chalk team, right?
Another good thing, if we get the fifth seed and we beat whoever the NFC East team is,
yeah,
we will not. Well, maybe we would. We might would have to play the Saints the next week. Wouldn't we play the Saints if the Seahawks and Packers both won? Because we'd be the lowest seed. Yeah, we'd be the lowest seed because the Saints get a bye, right?
Yeah.
So we play the Giants as it stands now. We'll say NFC East. And then so we'll be in the fifth spot. So below us is the Rams and the Cardinals. They both play the Seahawks and the Packers. Seahawks, Packers both win. That leaves us four standing. Here come the Saints. We're in the fourth spot.
So we would not. So, okay. And I kind of don't like this because the poetry of how this works out to me as a Buccaneers fan is the Buccaneers lost to the Saints, got swept by the Saints during the regular season.
Right.
The Buccaneers face the Saints a third time in the playoffs, but it's for the NFC Championship. Since they can't do it for the Super Bowl, it's got to be for the NFC Championship. But that's not going to happen because it could
if the Rams or the Cardinals beat either the Seahawks or the Packers, if we're the fifth seed and we win our NFC game, which could very well happen because the Seahawks will be playing a third division game,
right,
against somebody.
Right.
And then if they do that, then we would jump up to the third spot and whoever's standing between the Seahawks and Packers, or we'd be the second spot and it'd be the Saints, us, and we would play either the Cardinals or Rams. So for your dream to come true, here you go. Yeah. Listen to this.
Yeah.
For your dream to come true, we got to get the fifth spot. Okay.
Yeah. By the way, that dream also includes the Buccaneers smashing the Saints and moving on to the Super Bowl. So
we get the fifth spot, which we know is, I'll put that back up real quick. To get the fifth spot, the Rams got to lose Seattle. Mm-hmm. And split with the Cards. We went out. We're in the fifth spot. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now we will end up playing. We'll just say we'll end up playing the NFC East. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that means the Seahawks will play Seahawks play the Rams and the Cardinals play the Packers. We win. Seahawks lose. Packers win.
Okay.
Okay. That would put us in the third spot. And even if the Seahawks win and Packers lose, mm-hmm. we get in the third spot. As long as one of those wild card teams wins besides us, we won't have to play the Saints in the second round. So we'll either be in the second spot or the third spot.
Gotcha.
So we'll either be playing Seattle or Green Bay. Saints take care of ever who's left. Then we play the Saints in the NFC Championship and smash them.
I like it. I like it. Let me ask you this, Ren. Would you rather play the Saints in the second round and have to go on and face the Packers or the Seahawks?
I don't want to play the Saints at all.
You just hope they get. So you'd rather push that out as far as you can and let somebody else take out the Saints.
Yeah.
And because
if I'm picking what I would want to happen,
sure,
the fifth seed,
sure,
you know, beat up on the NFC East team or win. You know, I don't care. By the time it's just like advance. And then have Seattle or Green Bay lose. So we get to play either the Rams or the Cardinals.
Uh-huh.
And then the Saints lose to either the Rams or the Cardinals. And then we either play for the NFC Championship will be us versus the Rams or the Cardinals.
Right.
That's how I would want it to go. I don't want to play the Saints. I mean, because
I'm with you. I get it.
Now,
I like the poetry of it. I like the poetry of coming back and winning and beating them in the NFC Championship when it really matters.
I'd love to go there and
smash them. But the reality of it, like, no, it scares the ever-living bejesus out of me, honestly.
They outcoach us.
Every time.
They make us look stupid.
Every time.
Offensive and defensive game plans are better than ours. They know how to attack us. Our offensive line can't block them for pass protection.
Yeah.
If we get down by 10 points, we'll quit running the ball, even if the game's only 4 minutes old.
Yeah.
So, but here, you talked a little bit about how the Buccaneers, I think the Bucs will be rolling by the playoffs. And it's not so much of the Vikings, you know, offense or the Atlanta's offense or Detroit's offense, because they're all really bad defensively. Okay. That's why they're losing.
All right.
They've got, you know, they all have talent on offense. Well, now, you know, the Lions are in a complete tailspin. They just got shut out by the Panthers, I think. Like, that's like.
Yeah. Lions just jettisoned their coach and their GM. Like, that whole team is just. Get to the end of the season. Stafford, they don't care right now.
Stafford has a bum thumb. Yeah. Kenny Galladay, their best receiver, I think has played like two games.
Right.
I got Stafford on my fantasy team. He is not throwing for a lot of yards or a lot of TDs. Mm-hmm. Big trust. But their defense is terrible.
Right.
And Atlanta's defense is terrible. And, you know, Atlanta just went into New Orleans and let Taysom Hill throw up fly balls over their heads. Like not even over, like all three people were standing there waiting for it to come down. It was like a punt
right.
on multiple occasions. And they ran. Now it's kind of hard for us to say, oh, they ran Pero Iso right off the tackle. They did it to us. Yeah. But he wasn't in every time. Like right. if Taysom Hill is going to be the quarterback, Todd Bowles will, I guarantee you, he will find a way to stop Taysom Hill running the ball. Period. End of story. And just take our chances. Like what we did against the Chiefs is what is a perfect game plan for the Saints with Taysom Hill as quarterback. But again, we'll be riding high because all these defenses are terrible and their offenses aren't that good. And Dalvin Cook may or may not be out. He's out right now for the Vikings, but they have a whole sure. week to get him better.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it. Now it's just a matter of actually going out there and doing it. I mean, look, end of the day, the Buccaneers are mostly in control of their destiny at this point.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like they really are. They have I always hesitate to say they have an easy schedule because, and especially when you look, you know, Brian over in the chat room points out the Raiders just demolished the Falcons just demolished the Raiders 43-3.
Right.
You know, I think it would be unwise to simply overlook the Falcons this year.
Oh yeah. I'm not overlooking I think it's going to be the hardest game.
Right.
Which is in like 3 weeks, which would be the second game because it's on the road against the Falcons, but like they can't stop anybody. And I really think plus here's the thing. They don't have the coaches to outcoach us.
Right.
Like we're all equally bad. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like, we're just going to out athlete everybody, yeah. you know,
right.
Mike. No, I should take back the Vikings. I like Mike Zimmer a lot. I really do. He's like when I was always a sort of a stumper for Marty Schottenheimer, then he retired. Then I was a stumper for Andy Reid and he won a Super Bowl finally. So now my guy's Mike Zimmer. I think he's the best coach no one talks about. I really do. I think he's excellent. But his defense is just so young and they lost so many free agents and they had a couple people opt out, like big defensive, it would have been like JPP and Vita Vea opting out, not play the season, what happened in Minnesota. And so they just, you know, they're just still learning the system and all that kind of stuff. None of these teams have the corners to even come close to be able to try to hang with almost anybody on our roster. And if you just don't get cute and you can, and this is what's good about it is like, you can just run BA's non-motion, four wide, two tight end, whatever you want to do against these guys, because Minnesota doesn't have the pass rush because they're all young or opted out. Mm-hmm. Detroit doesn't have a pass rush. They're terrible at it. And Atlanta, you know, we always kind of handle them pretty well up front. You know, Atlanta's got a lot of names, but they just can't put everything together. And the Saints just like, I think the Saints have sacked them 15 times the past two times they played them. Like, you know, they're having troubles. And I didn't see the Raiders game at all. So, and, you know, Matt Ryan can throw for a lot of yards, throw for a lot of touchdowns. But the Falcons are kind of like in the spot the Saints were when the Saints went 7-9 3 years in a row. Mm-hmm. They were losing games 38-42, 46-41.
Right.
Like they just can't stop anybody.
Right.
And I think our defense is good enough to be able to stop these teams. You know, if they punt four times, game's over. So I think Bucs fans would really be riding high because they're not going to really think about the defenses they're playing. They're just going to see all these points are going to be scored.
Right.
And the running game is going to start clicking and the defense is going to start showing up again and getting three and outs and there's going to be turnovers. And so
let me ask you this. Does this surprise you? I've seen this multiple times. Multiple times I've seen this come up this past week. This is the highest scoring Buccaneers offense in the history of Buccaneers offenses.
No,
that's what I've seen this whole week.
No, it's not surprising. We put up 40.
Oh, it's not surprising. I'm sorry. I thought you were saying, no, it's not. I was like, no, that seems very surprising because the last bunch of years with, you know, under Jameis and particularly under Dirk, like those have been, and Todd Monken, my God, when he was calling plays, like those have been some incredibly high scoring offenses. And we have touted those over the course of
They weren't. I mean, they were, but they weren't. I mean, they were just, you know, like 29, 30, something like
that. But they have been top offenses in the league consistently every year.
Yeah. And I think
top five, top 10 offenses every year.
We haven't scored has been the Niners game or excuse me,
the Saints game. That second Saints game. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we scored over 40, like three times. We never score over 40.
I guess it just seems weird to me that this particular season, given all the troubles that the Buccaneers have been having, I'm not saying that I don't believe it. I'm just saying it makes you sit back and go, really? Like really this year?
Like, yeah. Because you're disappointed. Cause you're, it seems like every week you're pulling your hair out over the offense.
Yeah.
You know, with all the three and outs back to back to back.
Right.
But then at the end of the offensive
struggles and stuff. Right.
Yeah. But at the end of the game, they put up 24 points or they get down, 10-0 to the Raiders. And the end of the game, it's 48-10.
Right.
Or same thing with the Packers or even the Panthers, the second game. Well, we were down 10-0,
Yeah.
And then we scored seven times in a row.
Yeah. Because all the criticism of this team is on the offense. It's not on the most noise making criticism of this team is usually on the offense. It's not on the defense. But to sit back and go, but this is the highest scoring offense we've ever had, and it's really high. It's like you remember when we like Mike Evans, like we would look up like round about game 10, 11 and go, holy shit, how did he get 1,000 yards already?
Yeah. Right.
Like it's kind of that feeling to me. Like, I don't disbelieve it. It just, man,
Cause he would get a lot of, he would have the games where he'd go for like 127 and two touchdowns. Right.
Right.
But it'd be like two of them. But the rest of the time he'd go for like 80, 83, 89,
69, 60. Yeah.
Yeah. You know? And so like the 80s, like those add up, man.
Right.
You know? So yeah. And you look up, like you said, like game 12 and it's like Mike Evans has 1,100 yards. And it's like, what?
Really? Yeah.
Like, how do you do that? Well, we threw to him 30 times a game. Oh, good point.
And he only got 13 of them, but I got it. If he just got some yak, that'd be amazing. All right, Ren. Well, that's the playoff picture. I think at the end of the day, if we sum it all up, the Bucks need to sweep. That's where we need to go right now. Yeah. And everything else, cards kind of fall where they fall.
Just for the fifth seed.
Right.
The Bucks are making the playoffs.
Okay.
Period.
There you go. I like it. Okay. I like it. I think now, that's what we've been saying.
For the fifth seed, let's see if you can wrap it up.
The Bucks need to sweep. Some other stuff needs to happen. Mostly, what is it? The Rams and the Cards need to split. It sounds like, right? Vikings. Oh,
let me put it back up.
Yeah. Rams lose to Seattle and split with the Cards. There you go.
Splitting with the Cards will give the Cards the one loss that if they end up with the same record as us, we will win in the second tiebreaker, third tiebreaker.
Yeah.
So we need the Cards to lose a game.
Yeah.
Preferably to the Rams.
Yeah.
And we need the Cards to beat the Rams in one of their two games and lose Seattle. Like that's, if you need the Cardinals to beat the Rams once in two games and the Rams and Seattle beat the Rams, like, and just take care of business, that's not like, we're not asking for the Giants to beat the Saints, man.
Right.
You know, or I need the Chiefs to lose to somebody, you know, no matter who they play. Like, I'm not taking that bet.
Yeah. Let me point this out too. If the Bucks do sweep the next few games, the Bucks are going to go into these playoffs on a 4-game win streak.
Yeah.
That'll be hot. And you say what you want about the teams that they're playing. It doesn't matter. You're going to play the teams in front of you, right? Yep. The Bucks walk into the playoffs on a 4-game win streak. When you talk about clicking and you talk about their confidence and you talk about all of those things, that's a good time to have a 4-game win streak. You know, I mean, anytime's a good time to have a 4-game win streak, but that's, you know, it's set up to be a very interesting fourth quarter of the season for sure.
Yeah, this is it. You know,
yeah,
it was. We said that the most important four games were the last four games. And it was true as far as like locking up the fifth seed. To me, I thought as soon as we lost the second game to the Saints, I'm like, there's no way. Like I look at the Saints schedule. I'm like, we can't. So the Saints have to lose three games, basically, because we got to get like a full game ahead of them. So then I'm like, okay, we're looking at the fifth seed. Okay. So we got, we got the Saints and we got the Panthers and we got the Chiefs and we got the Rams. And it's like, okay, if we go 2-2, we got a great shot at it. Probably got it, but we didn't. We went 1-3. Mm-hmm. So this is where we are now. Got to win three very winnable games. Need the Cardinals to beat the Rams one time in their next two. And we need the Seahawks to beat the Rams and we're in. And then we beat whoever's the NFC East. And then we play we'll play the Rams. Then we'll play the Cardinals. And then we'll play the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
All right. Yeah. Anything else for us?
Steelers are a fraud.
Steelers are a fraud.
Complete fraud.
All right.
Look up who they've played.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. My God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Guess who they played?
The NFC East. Yeah. Yeah. Probably the AFC, whatever the division, the Jags are. Is that Central? Right. Not Central. Yeah, we don't have a Central anymore.
The South. AFC South.
Yeah.
Aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. Something. Yeah.
No, they're the AFC East.
I can't remember.
No. Can't. Oh, the Jags are the South.
I live in this damn town and I can't even, I don't know.
I always forget that one too.
Because it's the Colts. I know they're in the same division as the Colts. That's the only one.
That's the only
Colts
one
are like
too.
Weird. Like they're in the middle of the freaking states. Why would they be in the South? But they are. So,
so it's the Jags, the Colts. Oh God, I always forget this one.
Is it the Texans? Yeah, I think they're in with the Texans.
The Texans and
yeah, I don't care.
Come on, Chad.
Yeah, I don't care.
I just wanna quit.
Titans.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you, John. Winner from Twitter, even a Twitter, somebody on Twitter.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we don't get the Periscope ones that often. So there we go.
No, we don't.
All right, Ren. Well, if anyone would like to contact you and say, okay, sort it out for me all over again.
Go back and listen to the pod.
Here's why you're wrong, or
sure.
Here's why you're right. How can they get in touch with you?
Best place to find me is on Twitter at Rendex, RENDAXT. I'm always down to talk Buccaneers football.
And if you guys want to get in touch with me, find me at Brent Allen Live across all the social medias. And the show is at The Pewtercast on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And you can email us to thepewtercast@gmail.com. Please keep in mind anything you say we could use on a future episode of The Pewtercast. Guys, that's going to do it for us for this week, this bi-week edition of The Pewtercast. We'll be back at you sometime soon. I'm not exactly sure when, but we'll be back at you. It's the bye week. We're going to enjoy it. You guys enjoy it too. And until next time, guys, go Bucks.